virginity to Mrs. Michael Tan. Your daughter's young affinity is not an Irishman. Then up spoke Mrs. Baker, a jolly nanny maker. She said, now don't you worry, Mrs. Michael Tan. The boy your kid is wild about is manly through and through. And though he is not Irish, did it ever occur to you there's a little bit of Irish in all of us, no matter what our nationality? Wherever folks are seen, there's nothing wrong or mean with this ear mic. The both of them like the wearing of the green, and the both of them like Dublin, their capital. The shamrock can bring good luck to us all. When Katie Riley marries, baby, they'll be happy so. They'll have a little one that will look like both of them, I know. Sure, he'll have a brick in one hand, and the other hand a dough. There's a little bit of Irish in us all. Says Mrs. Pat McGinnity, it's me that's your mistress. The eldest boy named Timothy, surprise me, you can bet. While over in a trench, we got married to a Frenchie. See, Dad, they'll have me winking and parley-vooing yet. But Mrs. Baker calmed her fears by saying, Mrs. Pat, no matter who the girl may be, you should always remember that there's a little bit of Irish in all of us, no matter what our nationality. The folks who parley boo, spaghetti eaters too. All your Ike, all of them like to get on an Irish too. And you'll find that the orphan hands and Rosenthal have partners named O'Connor and McCall. When A.B. Gober tells his sweetheart Rosie, listen dear, why me you are so beautiful, they'll be stealing you, I fear. Sure, it's nothing but the blarney that he's whispering in her ear. There's a little bit of Irish in us all. Let's go now. Come on, stretch your foot. More power to you. Come on now. That appeal is just a bit of Irish real. There's a little bit of Irish in us all.